33, Jimmy Barron, Leslie Fram, Wally's the show director. My name is Fred Tutcher, and I would be remiss, Jimmy, without saying that your lovely mother is joining us today in studio.
She is. She's right here.
Why isn't she? For Wally, if you could hook her up, you could bring her over there.
We love JB.
She is very attractive.
Good morning.
Good morning. And I know when this show first started, I don't know how you... But there was some ill will.
It was a long time ago.
Remember how your mom hated me?
I do remember.
I've gotten over that.
You have, and now it's just a strong dislike.
No.
You have moved
now,
from
now
hate.
Now I really enjoy the show.
Is he kind of like an acquired taste for you?
Maybe. I think it's toned down a little.
He's toned down a little.
What were the problems before? Because we constantly want to make the show better. And so, by how old are you?
Excuse me?
I don't mean it in a bad way. I'm just trying to get a handle on the demo.
68.
There you go.
Doesn't look a day over 20.
Sunday I'll be 68.
You'll be 68. Man, you do look hot.
What?
What?
Don't you dare say M-I-L.
Don't you even.
I don't want that word.
I swear to God.
Beat someone up, or at least try.
Wally,
what
is somebody? Where you're going.
I swear to God, I don't want.
Not beating anyone up.
All right.
Now, Jim, this is Barron. Do you see what an explosive temper your son has?
Yeah. He's constantly resorted to violence.
He's constantly
with his mother.
Oh, I was trying to compliment his lovely mother.
Yeah. He's intimidating. It's constantly intimidating. This guy's constantly a physical threat around the station. Everything I say, it's like, old man Barron might fly off the handle.
He has a violent side.
He does have a violent side. Now, Mrs. Barron.
Yes. You can call me Gail.
Oh, well, thank you, Gail. Who, by the way, does not look a day over 20. Have I mentioned that?
Oh,
she looks fantastic. Yesterday, I was reading the paper.
Oh, God.
And there was an article about how your son makes $315,000 a year and that twice a year during the fall and winter books, he gets if he has a number one non-ethnic show, which we hit last year, he gets $20,000. Now, when you come over to Jimmy's house here in Atlanta, does he let you play on the pile of money? Does he let you play the money room?
Jimmy's very conservative.
Right.
He doesn't really...
But his wife. Now, what about this wife? What about his wife, Lisa? Now, I hear all these stories. His wife, Lisa, is a constant hindrance with this money. She's going out and she's spending it like it was her own, like she was entitled to it. And also, she has hired for them. You're aware of the new mansion that they bought. She has hired a personal chef to come in and cook their meals for them. Lisa Barron, your daughter-in-law, has done this. Doesn't this seem crazy?
No, I think it sounds wonderful.
You don't like Lisa Barron, do you?
I love her.
You sure?
No, she loves... Gail Barron loves Lisa Barron.
Because I'll tell you why. I can tell you why Gail Barron loves Lisa Barron. It's because Lisa's probably all going out. I found something nice I think your mom would like in mailing gifts constantly. Am I right?
You know, they're coming from two different spectrums. Jimmy's a little bit on the conservative side, and Lisa's a... You know, maybe she's a spender, I guess.
She's a wild spender.
Crazy.
I'm not so
spender.
Conservative myself, so
right.
I'm not one to criticize. And I think they're going to work it out. They're going to meet somewhere in the middle.
Oh, no one denies it. But by the way, Lisa's one of my girlfriend and I's very good friends in the world. So, of course, we have nothing but respect for her. But
I don't love cooking, so I think the thought of a full-time chef sounds
right. But
really
she should really get with it and start cooking for her
she
man.
She will. She will. She's working now. She's working full-time.
Well, you know, a lot
of
people.
She's making good money now. She's got her own income coming in and everything,
you know,
and contributing, which is good.
She has to do when she has to do it. I have full confidence that when she is home, becoming a homemaker, that's what she'll do.
But Jimmy has let's be honest, Jimmy has a mountain of money, and she is like an anthill.
No.
Her pile is cute to Jimmy's skyscraper-esque, Trump-like wealth.
Do you know he makes $525 a second?
Yeah,
did you know
not
that?
Quite.
Oh, a minute. I'm sorry. I did the math yesterday
while I was
writhing in agony and pain.
What?
So somehow, I think that part of this is you have to be very excited, Miss Barron, because Jimmy, you probably had to think for a while Jimmy was never going to get married.
Well, we had our doubts. I mean,
they were a little concerned of it.
Not so much concern, because all we want is for him to be happy, whether it was married or not married, you know.
Because this guy's stories. I mean, you're single for that long.
You know, you don't want to be alone.
Well, I wasn't from here, so I didn't know all the stories. I just, when I got here, I had heard a bunch of rumors. Did you yourself ever think that your son might be gay?
No.
Okay.
Never.
Okay. Thank you.
One single nanosecond.
Right.
Did we ever think that?
Okay. He's very neat, and he was living alone for an awful long time. I think that's why people had the misconception.
Loves puppies.
You right. know, living alone for a very long time, since he's 17 years old. It's
I know.
Very hard to share your life after that.
I know. He was out in L.A., West Hollywood.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if they were convinced this career was a real career for a long time. Like, for a long time.
Till like what, last year?
Like till a few years ago.
So she read the paper.
Pete was yesterday.
Well, I know that.
You know, you're living in California where every other person is out trying to do the same thing you were doing.
Right.
But, you know.
Well, it's funny, like, because sometimes I'm amazed. We were driving back from the airport yesterday, and my dad's sitting next to me. We have the station on, and a promo comes on for our show. All right. And it's, you know, a little snippet from yesterday's show or whatever. And so I'm talking, and he points to the radio. He's like, well, I don't understand. What, how are you on the radio right now? I'm like, well, it's a promo. It's like, but you're here. You're, I'm like, yeah, it's...
There's this new technology that can tape audio and just play it back at will.
Like, I was like, yeah, see, it's just like, you know... That's what I do. You know how radio works for the last 14 years. But I don't think for a second... Yeah, because I remember when I moved out here, I'd been here like 4 or 5 years, 6 years, and I'd talk to my dad, and he'd be asking me questions like, there's CNNs out there, yeah? Ever think of being like a headline news anchor or, you know, doing sports on headline... How they, you know, like, I think I said, Dad, I got a better job than those guys. Those guys don't make any money, those headline news anchors, right?
Right, right. All right. Well, we have one caller who wants to talk to your mother. Don't look at the screen.
Oh, okay.
This is going to be a good one.
Oh, God.
All right. This is...
That means it's somebody that I know.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Patrick, do you have a question for Jimmy Barron's mother, Gail?
Yes, I do. Miss Barron, how lovely it is to make your acquaintance.
Hello.
I know you must have been proud to see Jimmy on the big screen with Tom Cruise once upon a time. however, have you had the opportunity to meet Jimmy's best friend, Jeff Probst?
Yes, the host of Survivor. Has she brought him over for dinner or anything?
Has he talked about him, Gail?
Oh, yeah.
He talked about Jeff Probst with you.
Yeah.
But, you know, only in a positive... You know,
right, because he and I are what?
We're friends.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're a psycho. You're a complete psycho. You've actually discussed this with your parents. Your imaginary relationship with your parents has actually been discussed. Oh, that's so disturbing.
It's
so disturbing that it's just, now it's gotten to the point where it's not funny anymore.
No.
Well, all right. Well, Gail and Mr. Barron, I hope you have a wonderful time while you are here in town, and it was wonderful seeing you guys again.
Well, thank you so much.
Leslie, let's do a little news, if you wouldn't
yes.
mind.
99. It's the 99X News Pile.
941, 99X, time for the News Pile, brought to you by Home Depot. Cloudy and 82 today, 70 now. Jimmy, you were absolutely right about who was going to win that All-Star Survivor $1 million. Apparently, CBS did this little thing on their website where you could vote on who else you thought should win $1 million besides Amber from the All-Star Survivor, and it was Rupert.
Yeah, well, that's not exactly the surprise of the century. Everybody knew that.
Guess how many people voted, though? This was shocking to me.
How many?
38 million.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah, that's really sad.
You know, I would never have expected 38 million.
Last night, my parents, their world was rocked. I mean, really seriously, they were upset when they found out that it is very, very possible and even probable that there is some producer manipulation with the American Idol voting.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, at the end of the show, it even has a little screen. There's even like a disclaimer that says the producers reserve the right to, you know, affect the voting, whatever. I mean, basically what they're telling you
is that we fix the voting.
And that's exactly what they're telling you.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening, though, because the best singer was voted out the other night.
Well, I don't know. I mean, why would they put that in there if they're not screwing with the voting? Well,
yeah, I don't think
if it's all in the up and up, why would they even need to...
I don't think they are.
I don't know. They didn't want it to come down to two black girls head to head. They wanted it to come down to a black and a white girl so that the white girl could win. Just I'm not saying it's right.
Diana DeGarmo is a great singer. She's from here, but I thought that LaToya London girl was awesome.
Yeah, I don't know, but my mom came home and she says, "Arn, we just found out because there were some people from Q100 there, so they were, you know, they know all about American Idol and everything." So She's like, Arn, I found out that the voting may not be real. I mean, you were very upset about that, weren't you?
I was upset, but your father, being a cynic, has been saying this right along.
Right.
And I'm all over him.
Well, my dad thinks that that you can fix a presidential... Well, I guess. But,
yeah.
She didn't want him to even think.
Okay. Now, this is on the smoking gun. I thought this was kind of interesting. They pulled out this secret NBC report that USA reported about last week. This was a document that was talking about a certain TV show, that overall reactions to this pilot were not favorable, that previews didn't find the show very entertaining, clever, or original, and that the characters who were the focus of the show did not come across well. All in all, the comedy was dubbed weak with a rating of 41 out of 100. You know what that show was? Friends.
Yeah.
It was a confidential document that they found dated May 27th, 1994.
When I was a kid, I remember watching... I was all into the Bill Cosby movie himself. It used to be on HBO when I first got HBO, like every second.
Uh-huh.
And I saw the first episode of The Cosby Show when I was a little kid. I think I was probably 9 when that show came on the air. And I remember saying to my parents, because the whole first episode was just taken mm-hmm. directly from himself. And I said, this show is going to be the biggest flop. He has no original ideas. This is all from his stand-up act. Yeah, I can hit the nail on the head. I thought Friends was the weakest idea. I thought it was the dumbest show. I go,
10 years later,
I go,
yeah.
Who's going to watch this garbage? And then there you go.
But, yeah. You know, the thing is, Seinfeld, too.
Yeah.
Seinfeld was a huge flop when it first came out. It just appealed to a specific demo that was able to make the network a little bit of money. But everybody had written it off. And it makes you kind of wonder how many shows now don't get a real chance. Because
right.
back then, 10 years ago, a network could afford to leave a show on for a season and a half that didn't get good ratings. Now, if you have a new show on now and it doesn't get ratings like in 3 episodes,
they'll yank it after three or four episodes.
Friends got ratings because they had such a good time period right away.
It was right after Seinfeld.
Right.
Yeah.
The thing is that Friends didn't test well. I think Seinfeld tested really well. I think Seinfeld was on Saturday nights when it first came on.
See, I think it didn't even test that. I think people thought that it was like,
right. Well,
too over their heads.
They put it on Saturday nights, I know, when it first started, which is ridiculous. So, I mean, you know, that's not
Seinfeld did?
Yeah, that's not exactly the audience you want for Saturday, the Saturday night show.
Right.
Now, here's a story you probably never thought that you would hear. Anna Nicole Smith's friends are reportedly worried that with her new, like, svelte body, that she isn't eating enough.
First of all, she's not svelte. She's still fat. She's not fat.
No, have you seen her? She's like a size 8 now.
I think she's really hot again.
Oh. She looks phenomenal.
I will not take this sitting down.
She's wasting away. She looks phenomenal.
Anna Nicole Smith is a beautiful, beautiful woman when she's fit.
Okay.
A beautiful woman.
Well, a long time ago when she was posing, but I just saw a picture of her recently.
Oh, she's
and
awesome.
I thought that...
A size 8, I gotta tell you, a size 8 is not small. I mean, like, your mom is probably like a 2 and she's hot.
Wait a second. For a woman who is... Could you stop saying Jimmy's mother is hot? A size 8 is small.
She's a meh.
Milk?
Stop.
All right. Hey. I will not take that sitting down.
Who can tell the difference?
Yeah. Actually, I will, because I don't like standing up. But, I think that she's, because by comparison, right, because let's face it, a year and a half ago, she was atrocious, right? Anna Nicole Smith. I mean,
she was abominable.
Yeah. Now I think she's just less abominable.
No. She looks phenomenal.
When she was in Playboy, she was amazing looking. You have to remember, Anna Nicole Smith, when she was doing the guest ads and was in Playboy, was considered one of the most attractive women in the world. So, and then she blew up like a pig, and she's such a maniac on TV, and she's obviously really inbred and everything. You start to think poorly about her. But now that she's lost weight again, I mean, if you saw her for the first time, you wouldn't go, what a stunning beauty, I need to see her in modeling and stuff, but you would go, wow, that's a very attractive woman. I think so.
See, to me, she's still such a vile human.
Oh, she is.
But that's what you got to be able to do is you got to be able to take away all the vile humanity
and just look for what's important.
I know.
Speaking of vile, no. Courtney Love, now dealing with her East Coast mess. Remember when she was performing and she tossed a mic stand in the crowd and then hit some guy in the head? Yeah, she was in court for that the other day, and she did address her image, noting, quote, I'm not a demure housewife, but I'm also not a junkie anymore.
Yeah, right.
All right, Toucher, Courtney Love or Anna Nicole Smith?
Anna Nicole Smith, 100 times, right. A million times.
Okay, because I know that, you know.
I didn't say that Courtney Love was good looking. I said I said I would do Courtney Love. I never said she was good looking.
You told her she was good looking.
I said that I said she was good looking, I think, to try to make the interview last more than 1 minute. After she started screaming and telling me to go to hell and stuff and throwing microphones at me. I think I said I did not say that she looked good in person. I don't think maybe I did. But she did look good. She did look good on the cover of Blender, and I will stand by that. And everyone said that. Everyone that saw that.
She did say that the New York police have a conspiracy against rocker chicks. Yeah, I'm sure all the New York police are having
That's what they have going on. The New York Police Department doesn't have anything else to worry about.
Yeah, there's been memos. After the rocker
chicks. Half my family's, I think, been involved with the NYPD at some time, meaning they worked for the NYPD. And they never really mentioned anything about back in the day going after Janis Joplin or anything.
Yeah. By the way, you know the wedding in Lake Tahoe we gave away, where you could be married by Courtney Love? She did make it.
She did go.
Yeah,
really?
And I had heard that the record guy had to spend about 3 hours trying to wake her up, but they did make it. So I had to talk to that person that got married by Courtney Love.
Yeah, because I want to know if she had any comment when she found out that couple was from 99X in Atlanta.
Because I'm sure she doesn't remember.
Remember.
Are you kidding?
Now.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll bet she does.
And they're all mad at me because of what I said in the newspaper about her show being bad.
Wait a second. Now that's enough. They're mad at you for saying her show sucked?
Yeah, her management's mad. And I'm like, hey, I was just speaking the truth.
Oh, my. Imagine if you would have said that the show was good.
I was not going to go on. And then CNN called me and wanted me to do this thing. There are people in the news. And I said, no, I don't think I want to do
that. You trumpet these bands so much, and then, you know, like, despite whatever we say, you sit there, you say how you like the bands and everything. I mean, what is she going to do? Say that the Courtney Love Show wasn't a disaster?
How can a record company guy...
The manager, not the record company. The record company actually stood up for me and said, hey, we're not going to call her, because we heard the show sucked,
was
too.
The manager, that Asher guy? Peter Asher?
Yeah. He got mad
how
at
could
you?
That guy... Hang on, that guy
he's
was there.
He's a legendary manager, and I thought, how could he see the same show I saw.
He's legendarily delusional. She played in front of 50 people at the end of the night. She was horrible. She was in the crowd.
People were running from the stage. And that was her band. How could people? I'm not kidding. How could he, with a straight face, be upset at anybody who thought that that thing was any less than horrible?
Yeah, you got to be delusional.
I mean, that thing was the nail in the coffin of her career.
I think so.
Who would hire... If you're a promoter, unless you would promote her because you are hoping it's a sideshow and that'll attract people, but who would put money into promoting one of her shows?
I think
she made six figures in that show.
Yeah, I think if she gets herself straightened out, like goes to rehab or whatever, she might have a chance. But right
she's
now...
She's always kind of blue. I mean, she's always been...
Music Midtown 99, she was great.
She's been a fringe artist, I honestly believe, that she's kind of like one of those people that the only reason we even know anything about her is because of Cobain.
Yes, but she had legitimate good songs that did well.
Steve Craig's theory on her is that she is... she's totally a creation of Kurt Cobain, and then after that she tried to she tried to date Homeboy from Smashing Pumpkins and stuff, and that you can take anyone. You can take a dead owl into the studio and have him sing on cue now.
Well,
or sing on cue.
Yeah, but I do believe that, and I do think that she was a groupie that just made it. But the Lollapalooza show that I saw Hole in and Music Midtown 99, I thought the show
was
good.
It was great. It was really
Steve
good.
Steve Craig, what's your theory on Courtney Love? You've come in and said this to me before.
I think that any artist, if they have backup of like a major label and studio musicians and musicians consultants, which she did have, anybody can sound like a rock star. Anybody can have their poetry made into hit music.
But that's not necessarily going to get your album sold. At the end of the day, you got to sell
your album sold.
Her image did a lot.
Yeah, as being Kurt Cobain's ex-wife.
Right. Yeah, but you have to admit that she had. I mean, she had a lot of good songs.
She had decent poetry.
She had catchy songs.
Yeah, but he says that's a creation of the studio system.
Right,
and the
right. Like
the
you guys
she
saw
didn't
her
create,
working here.
A small club.
You guys saw her that day working with Rich. She couldn't even remember something that she had written. You can't tell me she's this writing force. Now, it's other people around her writing for her,
Steve,
and then she stamps her name on it.
Did you ever see Hole, Steve?
No, I heard the early recordings though. And it's horrible.
But I mean, live
horrible.
They pulled it off. They were really good.
Yeah, but again, that's also help.
But Leslie, aren't there?
I don't know if you can fake a live show.
Aren't the streets littered with artists that the record companies try to market and put images together and force down the public's throat, and they end up putting out an album, and no matter how much promotion they get, nobody will buy it, and then they get dropped.
Yep.
Every now and again,
all the time. I just don't think you can fake. I think you can fake a CD. I don't think you can fake a live show. There's no way.
Right.
She did a show for Molson, the Polar Ice Beach Party,
right,
way up in Alaska that I attended. That was Hole, Metallica, a band called Moist, and she was so inebriated, it was pathetic. And that live show really was bad because she started taunting the indigenous population, Eskimo jokes here and there, and it was a sham.
Eskimo jokes.
All right. Well, listen, we absolutely have to take a break right now, and when we come back, we'll do great moments in broadcast history for. Floor seats to a perfect circle. It's the Don Miller Morning Show on 99X.
We got Fat Kid, bitch.
That's me.
The Don Miller Morning Show, 99X.